This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today. Stoney is in, although he's wandering around the building in classic Stoney style. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian in Macomb here on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, sirs.
What's up?
You. Regardless of what happens this season, they're going to be in the playoffs, obviously. Don't know how far they're going to get. But even if they fall short of the Super Bowl, give Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes credit today. Coach of the year and GM of the year. I would give them to them. They're in adversity, and they're striving and working through the adversity. And in the midst of the adversity, they're still making the adjustments to keep the winning culture and keep us on the right track. So my thing is, what I'm calling about is give them GM of the year and coach of the year, regardless of what happens the rest of the way.
I give these things almost zero thought about awards.
And I know I'm putting the cart before the horse, so to speak.
Yeah, I did, my focus is solely on this team's chances to do great things in the postseason. And what I love about what Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes has built is the sustainability of it. And yeah, they may lose a coordinator. They may not. Like Ben Johnson.
I'm not convinced he really wants to be a head coach. And if he does, it's got to be a perfect situation.
Talked to somebody who's way closer to Ben Johnson than I am. And that's exactly what they told me.
Was it your ex's masseuse?
No. No, but maybe I should call that guy's ex and find out what she knows about.
Yeah.
Sounds like Stoney wants to call his ex. He can't stop thinking about her.
No comment.
I mean, you've already commented.
you won't stop commenting.
You can't comment and then comment again and then say no comment.
Okay. At first, I thought that I was going to ask him was his.
Hold on. Hold on.
No, I'll just stop.
Do we even know what no comment means?
Yes.
Stoney, don't ever change.
I was waiting so how long it was going to take before you to utter that.
Yeah. Those of you had an hour and 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
No. Maybe we'll circle back to the ex-masseuse. All right, but we promise we get to it. This is Dan Campbell this morning. Now, they asked him about the injuries and how tough it is to overcome them. And he said, okay, look, it's tough. These are guys you go to battle with. These are guys that are in the locker room. These are guys that are your coworkers. These are guys that your heart and soul are poured into this thing with them. And then suddenly they're gone. It's not easy. And he talked about that for a while. Then he started to get fired up. And this is the reason why Mike Greenberg on ESPN said, I understand that Dan Campbell has gone off on a radio show in Detroit. And it reminded us, actually reminded us a little bit, quite frankly, of when Gator goes off. So here we bring you Dan Campbell fired up this morning with our morning show here on 97.1. There it is. Dan Campbell this morning.
Let's go!
Letting you know they're still going to get it done. They're still going to get it done.
If you didn't have a coach who said something like that, obviously not in those, the way Dan Campbell speaks, that coach should be fired. A coach and the players have to feel that way. They're not negative Nancy's like idiots like me. No, they play. They, even if a team's 2-14 going into week 17, they think they're going to win that game. We've been told that time and time again by people like John and TJ and who actually been up there. I expect Dan Campbell to believe that, and that's good.
You know what's funny is they got done playing a portion of that this morning on Get Up, and they only played like 20 seconds. They didn't play the whole thing. And when it got done, Graziano was like, yeah, I think it was him. One of them was like, yeah, they're winning the Super Bowl. They've got that. Like, that's a guy that knows how to push the buttons given the situation.
By the way, I have to correct myself thanks to our good buddy TJ Lang. And we were talking about who the Lions beat and all that. And I mentioned the Rams game, the coin flip, and Nacua getting hurt. And I mentioned Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp did play. He had a really good game in that game. So thank you, TJ. Bad on my...
Yes, bad on you.
Yep.
All right. So 248-539-9797.
So I heard that I was almost at the station coming in, and I wanted to turn around and go home and get my Lions jersey and drive to Allen Park. Seriously. Man had me fired up. And listen, Stoney, you're right. Coaches, players, they have to believe something to that extent. But it's one thing to have some guy do coach speak in front of the locker room, and it's another to have Dan Campbell do it in front of these guys. And if there's anybody, any team, any culture, any organization, have they come from a rough spot? Nothing was easy for this team. Yeah, they won 11 games in a row, and it kind of felt and looked easy. But Jared Goff every week came on to our show, Doug, and said, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And they know it's not easy. And things just got a little more difficult. And that's okay. They're not going to raise the white flag.
No.
They're not going to not play the games anymore. In fact, I think they might even have a bigger chip on their shoulder. Dan Campbell is going to use this as an advantage for the team. He said it. Maybe we needed this. You know, maybe we needed to snap back into reality, right? And the reality of the NFL is every week is hard.
Right.
And so the path got a little more difficult, maybe more narrow. But they still got a shot.
Right.
They're 12-2. They still have a shot at one seed, which gives you a bye, which is huge. This thing is not over by any means. They have an elite side of the ball, which is the offense. Yes, they lost Monty, but if you're going to lose a running back, if any team can afford to quote-unquote lose a running back, it'd probably be the Lions. You let me know how the Eagles feel of Barkley route for the year.
Kenneth Gainwell, baby.
Exactly.
I know.
So the Lions, when they say they're built for this, they really mean it. And I was a little shook yesterday when all the injuries became official, but I'm back, man.
Right. I wouldn't have been, you know, if they would have just lost a game normally, I wouldn't have, you know, they're going to, because I kept saying they're not going to go 16-1. I just, you know.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
When one injury became another and two, and especially being there watching it.
I feel like, you know what has happened here, Stoney? I feel like you, let's create a scenario here where you're like a multimillionaire.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a multimillionaire.
And by the way, I'm not, though.
Okay, but you've got, in your bank account, you've got, you know, $5.5 million just sitting there. And the people you hang out with, nobody's got more than $3 million. and you made a bad investment. You made a bunch of bad investments, and now you have $3.2 million. And it's like you suddenly stop calling yourself the richest amongst your group. You actually still are the richest. You're just not as rich. That's what's happened here. Now, maybe you got the Lions only have $2.8 million and the Friends have $3.9 million. But that doesn't mean without a few good investments and a rushing attack,
you're right,
that they can't get back to the top.
Look, look, I got from your mouth to God's words, God's ears. Not to my, you know what I'm saying. Starting don't ever change.
You know what I'm going to say. All right, your phone call's next. You heard from Dan Campbell, 97.1 The Ticket.